future of sports radio.
No.
Who the hell are you?
You know.
You all know exactly who I am. Say my name.
What?
Say my name.
Notch.
I'm just relieved. Aaron Rodgers' buddy, Ryan Braun, finally got what's coming to him. A-Rod's going to get what's coming to him, too. We can finally have baseball back to the way it used to be when there was no cheating of any kind. Can't wait for that day to come. All this talk about the integrity of the game. We got to have true fair play return with baseball. It's just amusing and alarming to me, this Ryan Braun suspension. Not so much because of Aaron Rodgers running his mouth, tweeting imaginary wagers of a year's salary, even though it's nice to see him have to eat a monster-sized turd sandwich. No, we have the good people of America are back. The fake outrage is back. You see them and hear them. They're so pious. God, I love that fake outrage. I love how there's so many people out there that are so obsessed with making the world a better place, but somehow the world never becomes a better place. Especially when they talk about baseball, because baseball is a national pastime. It's always been held to the highest of high standards. And if you don't believe me about that, ask anybody about the extra wild card. Ask anybody about interleague play. Ask anybody about the designated hitter. People always have an opinion. They're always comparing baseball compared to how it used to be. And especially with the purists, let's talk about how much better baseball was back in the days when black people weren't allowed to play and everybody went to games by train and the Yankees would win like 9 or 10 years in a row. The good old days. Here's a problem with the latest round of fake outrage. It's what I've always said before. It's not the cheating, it's the lying. Because me personally, can't stand a phony. I mean, I'm not going to pretend like I've never lied before, because that would be a total load of crap. But I've always prided myself on being an open book, being the kind of person that once you get to know me, even before you get to know me, you still know who I am, what I stand for, what I represent. And I try to stay true to those convictions. People own mistakes. They're up front. We're living in a world obsessed with full disclosure 24/7, 365. People tweeting about where they are on Foursquare all the time. The news cycle, the commentary cycle, doesn't sleep anymore. Hasn't slept in years. People that can own up to their mistakes, people that can give us the full disclosure we expect, they're the ones that are going to survive and recover. The phonies never live it down. That's why A-Rod keeps getting butchered all the time. It started when he ditched Seattle back in 2000, said he was going to play for a contending team. So he left the team that played in Game 6 of the American League Championship Series and signed with a team that finished last in the same division. The fact that they offered the highest contract, we don't let him live it down. That's my point. He's always been A-Rod, Nimrod, Payrod, A-Hole, ever since then. That's when it started. There are people now that just get on his case. They just do it because it's the cool thing to do. They don't really know why. What started it? That's what started it. That's why everybody's all over LeBron. He's phony. He won't own up to his heel turn. If you don't know what a heel turn is, if you don't follow pro wrestling, you have a good guy who completely turns his back on the fans or on his partner, his friend, and becomes a jackass. He does it the most jackass method possible. And the decision was your basic fundamental pro wrestling heel turn. And there's a certain segment of the population, I'll admit myself's included in there, that won't let him live that down. If he just embraced the heel turn, get the Hollywood Hogan beard, come out to Jimi Hendrix music, you respect that. It's the guys that they want everyone to love them because they want to look like they're wholesome all-American, and it's BS. It's total crap. And then they wonder why everybody's criticizing them because you're supposed to love them. Jackass or not, I guess. Look at Kobe Bryant, the uphill struggle he's had to battle over the years. For all the love Kobe's getting now, people forget about the cheating on the wife thing and the Eagle Colorado thing, which may or may not have been a rape thing. And they especially forget about him trying to run Shaq out of L.A. But he's been such a gamer these last few years. Kobe Bryant's a warrior. He's a ball player. He's a go-getter. He's the leader of the Lakers. He basically had to have a career-threatening Achilles injury for people to totally forget that he was a punk ass back in the day, which he was. The thing people remember most about Mark McGwire and Rafi Palmeiro, the line in front of Congress. Can't get that out of your head. That's why Barry Bonds can't get full closure. It's why Roger Clemens, he went to court about everything trying to defend himself. The cover-up always worse than the crime, especially in this society. Everybody's got a camera phone. It's really hard to even try to cover stuff up anymore. That's the way society is nowadays. Just own up to it. It's like a Ryan Braun. All the denials. That's what's killing him. Cheating's been part of baseball since they decided how many bases there were going to be. It's the inspiration for half the rules in today's baseball rule book. The league fighting back from players and managers, testing the boundaries. Kind of like a small child with a parent. They have a limit on how many times you can go out to visit the pitcher because they just visit him so, like every other pitch or something. Every batter, they'd come out and talk. And eventually they said, this is crap. We got to do something about this. The coach's box. Once upon a time, there was no coach's box. The coach would just run up and down the baseline, harassing the outfielders. They had to paint a little half rectangle for the coach to stand in. Once upon a time, there was one umpire. It's way back in the 1880s. But there was a guy, his name was King Kelly. No one ever talked about banning King Kelly from baseball because he would run from first to third by cutting across the infield without even bothering with second base. Since there's only one umpire, people talk about King Kelly. Oh, it's just how he is. He's such a rascal, such a scoundrel, such a scamp. No one ever talked about him ruining the integrity of the game. It was just cheating. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. Remember that? A baseball player said that. Mark Grace said that. And everybody respected the hell out of Gracie when he played. If you're not cheating, you're not trying. He used to scuff the ball all the time. Before 1920, there was a pitch called a shine ball, where you'd have, like, shoe shine on your pants, and you'd rub the ball up against the side of your pants. A guy named Ray Chapman for Cleveland in 1920. Couldn't see the ball. Hit him in the head. He died. So Major League Baseball, that started the live ball era, actually. That incident started the live ball era because they made sure to put a fresh, white, clean baseball in pretty much all the time. You notice how every time like the ball bounces in the dirt, they throw that ball away and they throw a new one to the pitcher. It's because of that. But did Ray Chapman getting killed by a pitch ball, did that end people scuffing with the ball? Gaylord Perry had the spitter. Guys have been scuffing the ball. Remember Joe Niekro back in 87 with the Twins? The big thing about him getting suspended 10 games for the Emery board, the back pocket. No one ever talked about banning Gaylord Perry. Oh, Gaylord Perry, it's just so funny watching the ump try to find where he's hiding the Vaseline. Oh, that's baseball. That's what people think of a baseball. Part of the folklore of baseball. Sign stealing, corked bats, George Brett with too much pine tar in his bat. Did the Royals just say, okay, you got us? No, they tried to get rid of the bat. They tried to hide the bat. They yelled at the bat boy for not going back to the dugout with the bat soon enough. Albert Bell crawling through the ventilation system like in Die Hard to try to get the bat from the umpire's room. Actually, it was a teammate of Albert Bell's. It was Albert Bell's bat, and one of the teammates tried to do that, tried to be John McClane to get the bat. Did anyone ever talk about lifetime bans for these guys for ruining the integrity of the game? No, they were just trying to win, which is what we want them to do. You know how when the pitcher is on the mound and he has a conference with someone and he's covering his face with his glove? You know why he does that? Because the other team probably has people lip reading. People accept athletes doing everything they can to win. They want that. They expect it. If you don't believe me, check out Twitter the next time a player dogs it. He's jogging down the baseline on a ground ball. He's not hustling. We crucify those people on social media. We expect, if not greatness, at least a full effort. We can live with the cheating. We glorify the cheating. We tell stories about the cheating. If you're on the winning side, you have a good laugh about it. It's like the Semenids in hockey. They talk about how fighting is part of their game. Well, cheating's part of baseball. It just is. And the problem with the torches and pitchforks over the PEDs right now is they're using terms that we haven't heard in almost 100 years. Stuff like integrity of the game. Lifetime bans. We're asking if players are clean or not. And I have a legitimate problem with that, because the last time was the gambling scandals. Of course, the 1919 World Series, everyone remembers the White Sox losing the championship to the Reds on purpose. Not the whole team, but eight players, the eight men out. But few remember the Black Sox scandal was just the snowball reaching the bottom of the hill. They weren't the first to do such a thing. It was just the tipping point. It was the point of no return. It was the point where they had to actually, at that point, decide we need a commissioner independent of everything else, to make sure people know our game is on the up and up, that it's not pro wrestling. And I don't think the PED scandal is nearly as severe as the gambling scandal, when players who were underpaid back then, even by 1910, 1915, 1919 standards, were underpaid. There were a lot of players getting side money to help their team lose by making bonehead plays. Little things, you know, just not reaching your arm out as much as you could to get a borderline throw. See, I'm really not a fan of lumping the two groups together. We're putting baseball players who are paid money to intentionally lose along with a group of baseball players who are breaking the rules. Let's not dispute that. They're breaking the rules. They may be breaking the law also in some cases when it comes to possession, possible distribution of illegal substances. But there's a big difference between the two groups. The latter group, whatever you have to say about the people in the PED group, the one thing you cannot say was that they were trying to lose. It was the exact opposite, as a matter of fact. They're doing the exact same things that we expect them to. Players taking HGH. They're doing it to get on the field quicker, to recover from injuries faster. And think about how many times you've accused a player or someone you know has accused a player of dogging it back. They're nursing an injury. They're milking it. The entire Chicago Bulls playoff run this year was a referendum on the fragility, on the intestinal fortitude of Derrick Rose. Everybody gets a kick mocking the Yankees and their disabled list, which has a higher payroll than half the teams in the American League. I don't want to hear about players using PEDs ruining the integrity of the game. Steroids does not ruin the integrity of the game. Steroids is just the next level in the methods that players use to try to win games, to try to get better stats. It's illegal because the people that make the rules say you're not supposed to do it or take it. So let's be clear. I'm not defending Ryan Braun because he violated a clear rule, tried to cover it up, and he got busted. He deserves his suspension. A-Rod deserves his suspension. Any of the players that are caught for violating the rules deserve to be suspended. They deserve to be punished. But that's not the point of this. That's not really what I'm talking about. The integrity of a sporting event, in my opinion, comes down to two opponents both trying their hardest to win and, of course, the outcome not being predetermined. Ryan Braun cheated. The rules specify he cheated. They're not the first players, though. These guys, the PED guys, Melky Cabrera, not the first ones to cheat. You can't accuse them of trying to tank games. You can't accuse McGuire and Sosa back in 98. The big home run chase may have been illegal, quote unquote, but as a fan, did you feel cheated? If you're using performance-enhancing drugs, the worst thing I think that could be said about you isn't so much that you're a cheater because, well, obviously, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. It's a breach of etiquette towards your fellow players, like a violation of the code. You know, there's always the code, the unwritten rules. If nothing else, you're committing a violation of that. The players that, let's be clear about this. The players that chose not to use performance-enhancing drugs, they're the ones that have a right to complain. The fans do not have a right to complain, in my opinion. Because if Barry Bonds juiced up, he juiced up to give us what we want. We don't go after rock stars for doing lines of cocaine before they go on stage and perform for us, do we? If we boycotted music from the 80s based on who did drugs before they performed, there'd be like 7 or 8 songs, I think, from the 80s that could be acceptable for air. They're entertainers. Do we care what the movie star does in his trailer before he comes out and cuts his takes? It's the same reason why I accept Pete Rose, him being banned, but I still think he should be in the Hall of Fame. Let's be honest. He violated the rule, the gambling rule. You have to be an idiot to violate the gambling rule nowadays. After the Black Sox, because they post the no gambling signs in the clubhouses. He knew the consequences, but you remember when I said people could put up with just about anything except phonies being lied to? That's the worst thing Pete did, I think, was that. Because he went 15 years of lying his ass off before he finally confessed, admitted, to gambling on his own team. And let's clarify that. He gambled on his own team. And people are talking about Charlie Hustle. He undermined the integrity of the game because he was trying to win. He made sure he had the best players on his roster in the lineup. He didn't save relievers for future games. He wanted to make sure he used the best possible pitchers. He wanted to make sure he used the best possible strategies to win that specific game. How is that undermining the integrity of baseball if he's trying to win the game? He wasn't married to the save rule. Like some of these guys, you see a tie game, but they refuse to put their closer, their best reliever in the game because they're saving him for the save opportunity. You see it all the time in modern baseball. You got a tie game, the road team in the bottom of the ninth, they have some middle reliever in. They don't put their closer in. They're saving the closer for extra innings. They're going to try their luck with an inferior player. How does that not affect the integrity of the game? I mean, if we're going to throw that term around, you see managers nowadays every single calendar day that do worse for the integrity of baseball than Pete Rose did when he was gambling on his own team. Imagine you're a Cincinnati Reds fan. You live in Columbus. You live in Louisville. You live in West Virginia. You live a couple hours drive away, let's just say. And you spend the money, you get your family in the car, and you go down to what was in Riverfront Stadium to see the Reds game. How dare Pete Rose do everything he can to try to win that game? The one that you went to spend money on with your family. Would you, as that fan, feel cheated? I just don't understand that. We want winning. We want results. I don't know why we're so obsessed with the recipe. And everyone talks about the kids, too. We got to crack down on steroids and HGH and other PEDs. We got to do it for the kids because we want our kids to win, but fair, because that happens all the time in modern life, doesn't it? If there's nothing else about this world, I just see successful people all the time, and they've completely gotten their success fairly by the rules, right? What's the trucker that drinks Red Bulls and pops energy drinks, five-hour energy drinks, and he has a double log so he can drive more hours to make more money for his family? How's he supposed to tell his kid that what Ryan Braun did is wrong? I'm a dad. I put on the hypocrite pants, too, when it comes to my boys. I'll be honest with you. I think we're best served by telling kids that there are ways to get around the fairness, but they have to decide on their own if they're willing to accept the consequences for that. I think it's better, it's more satisfying if you're teaching them to make the right choices, give them all the options, and guide them toward the correct choice. Conning them into thinking that the right way is the only way to do it isn't educating your kids properly. You're not really doing them any favors. It's much more satisfying to do the right thing when you don't have to do the right thing, but you do it anyway. And I just love how we're so concerned about protecting the kids from steroids because their role models take steroids and they're going to take steroids if they see their favorite players do it. We don't want them copying what their favorite players do, right? The problem with that, though, is we have Jay-Z, former drug dealer. We have all these players that do drugs, the potheads, the make it rain in the club, the gun toters, the woman beaters, the drunk drivers, Plaxico Burress shooting himself in the leg, Michael Vick with the dogs. There's not nearly enough conversation about trying to keep our kids from emulating those guys. We're just worried about roids. I mean, there's a Play 60 ad, Cam Newton, who got thrown out of the University of Florida for stealing laptops. Or a laptop, I guess. Let's be fair, it was only one laptop. What's the NFL doing promoting him in ads? Do you want your kids? I don't want my kids thinking it's okay to steal laptops. You're not teaching the kids there's consequences for bad actions. I put a lot of blame on the players' associations because I think they enable some of these guys with appeals and lawsuits. The people that should be the most outraged about the performance-enhancing drugs are the players, like I said, that don't take them. That's a players' association jurisdiction. At least it should be. Don't just collect the dues from the players and then force the league to go around trying to Sherlock Holmes everybody into compliance. Don't force the court of public opinion to have to do your job all the time. If baseball players are furious of Ryan Braun, the baseball players themselves should get together and say, look, we're sick of a handful of you guys making the rest of us look bad. Sell it in-house. I'd love to know what you think is the real cause of the PED scandals. Is it the fact that we expect too much out of these guys based on their salaries? Are we just so upset because of the principle of the thing? Even though normally in life, it's the means to an end? Is this the line? Is this where we've drawn the line? Or should we move the line back a little further and say, as long as you're trying to win, because I think the integrity of the game factor comes in when you're no longer trying to win. Like how teams that tank for better draft picks are more damaging to the integrity of the game than guys taking steroids. Why don't we just let the guys take whatever PED they want? It's their bodies. They're the show ponies. They're here for our entertainment. I'm fine with it being a rule. Let's just stop with the drama. They're ruining everything for everybody. No, they're just cheating. Email WBN at Notchville.com. Of course, I'm always on Twitter. You got to check me out at Notch17. This is the Sports Spectacular. Thank you for listening. Change is coming. I'll keep you posted.